Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. What do the colors we wear to the workplace say about us? And what should we be thinking about when making clothing color choices? Some people care a lot about the clothes they wear to work and the colors of those clothes. Other people don't care at all. But what we wear, how we present ourselves, even the colors that we wear, do make an impression in the workplace on our coworkers, on our customers, on our bosses. Recently, an article in Fast Company dove into color choices for clothing in the workplace and talked to a couple of experts about what colors you should wear in different work situations. Author Dave Zyla, who wrote the book Color Your Style, How to Wear Your True Colors, says, if you're going to be doing some presentations or dressing for a public speaking event, or really doing any kind of workplace talk, Zyla recommends seeking your power color, like a blue or a green or a purple. Everyone has a personal version of this color, and it's kind of simple to find individually. It could be blue, it could be turquoise, it could be emerald green, but it's the color that says, look at me, listen to me, I'm worth hearing. For more collaborative activities and settings in the workplace, Zyla recommends staying away from those power colors, or really anything that stands out too heavily from the crowd. He says, if you want to appear trustworthy in a meeting, wearing a color that reflects the darkest color of your eyes does that, because it illuminates your eyes, which are the window into the soul. It's open, it's honest, and it's collaborative, and it says to the group, hey, I'm part of this, and I'm on the team. For job interviews, like we've heard plenty of job interview clothing advice over the years. Leatrice Eisman, who's the executive director of the Pantone Color Institute, says your color choices for a job interview really need to reflect the functions of the job and the industry itself. Darker power colors like navy, black, and charcoal convey a sense of seriousness and trustworthiness and are best suited for roles in industries that value consistency and reliability. Other industries, of course, that are more creative, say, might value a deeper expression of personality, individuality. So you might want to try something a little quirky, a little modern, a little flashy even. Finally, and this was most interesting to me in this piece, and one scenario in the workplace I've never really thought about in terms of what to wear, it's for the annual performance review. Yes, you may be still doing them in your organization. Nicole Cavan, who's a digital marketing assistant for a retail company in the UK, says, wear white. While you have plenty of options, she says, you can't go wrong with white, a tone that conveys a clean slate and an empty canvas with limitless possibilities. And white is perceived to be the least arrogant color, makes you look optimistic about your future, which is positive when discussing the next steps of your career. So think about it. Power colors for the job interview, power colors for the presentation, maybe blue, emerald, green, and wear white for your performance review. That's the recommendation. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.